T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're answering your own questions again, Adam. You're back in a good place.
Back.
You've been out of whack here for a little. 20 out of 24 first pitch strikes to start with. 1-3 ball count. The punch out pitchers were real. The fastball had finish to it, especially up. The curveball and the slider both played. A really good, unpredictable mix. It was fun to watch him out there tonight. He settled in and had things rolling, man.
When you guys have talked about him commanding his breaking ball better, it seemed like he really put it away tonight when he had guys ahead in the dirt and they were chasing it. Is that part of what you're trying to reinforce with him? I'm sure also is just throwing purposeful ones instead of leaving it over the middle.
Yeah, he was able to. Number one, when you get ahead of counts, you can do it much better. Strike one, boom. Then he threw enough where they were swing and miss, and then he started cover bouncing them as well. And the slider was a very effective pitch for him. One goes down, one goes cuts across a little bit with some depth. So he gave him two different looks on a breaking ball. He sprinkled in some change ups, and then the two-seam fastball, four-seam fastball, really. I mean, he was just letting it eat. He was just letting it go. Buck Stallings and him worked very well together.
What is it about that Aquino kid? It seems like every time he gets up, he gets smaller.
Well, you know, he's in a really good groove right now. And we talked about not leaving breaking balls, spin pitches in the zone. We left three in the zone. You tip his hat to him because he hit all three of them. So we'll try and find a way to pitch him better as the series continues.
What did you like about Feliz in that situation, running from the corners, and what do you think of the way that he was able to work his way out of that?
There was nothing to not like about Feliz in that situation. And really wanted to give Mitch a confidence boost as if I step on the mound in the seventh inning and go. I think the furthest he'd gone is five innings. And he pitched so well. And his pitch count was in a good place. So once we got on the corners, you know, then I thought, well, let's see if we can do something different. Michael has come on strong for us the last couple months. The fastball's eating at the top of the zone. The slider's a real pitch for him now for strikes and for chase, for swing and deception. They've got to cheat to get the fastball, and then he can spin the breaking ball. And the way he was able to attack there, looked like he'd done it a number of times. He's just gotten better as the season's gone on.
The same way you could talk about Pablo's at bat there, seemed like a veteran presence out there, like he knew he was going to finish this game.
Yeah, if we replay the tape from last September, I mean, we saw that a number of times. And again, you know, don't you wish everybody's growth was linear in this game? It's not. He had some challenges the first month. He went down. He played hard. He worked on all aspects of his game. He's come back. He's bitten off some playing time, whether, you know, being the infield or in the outfield, some pinch hits, some different situations. Took a first pitch breaking ball because he was probably looking fastball. Even though it was a strike, he didn't chase. Didn't looked at one down and then put a real good swing off a really good closer. So it was a good at-bat for us and finished off a really good team win.
Were you happy to see the approach that your guys took just as a whole in the ninth? I mean, obviously the offense kind of hard to come by, but it didn't seem like anybody was swinging out of their shoes. They were kind of putting balls where they should.
We were directionally hitting, and that's one thing you remind them of. And what I mean by directional hitting, it's not safety first, just hitting the ball hard where it's pitched. And you see so many times in our game, the later the game gets sometimes, the bigger the swings get, and it can be even more magnified in extra innings. People are trying to finish it. You can finish it with two doubles. You can finish it with a single and a double. So we did have good approaches late. Yes, we did.
How good did it just feel just to get that result your way? You guys seem to have a very exuberant celebration.
you play to win the game. And I think this is our ninth win in the second half. As I told you even earlier, you know, the vibe and the energy and the effort's there, but those don't always translate to wins, and they haven't for us. Tonight we stay in a game and we keep hunting and we keep playing. And it paid off for us tonight. You never know when traction's going to start and when something small can lead into something bigger. So we get another opportunity tomorrow to build off the momentum from today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.